Turn to the book of Exodus, if you will, chapter 21. Exodus 21. Thank you for being in the Lord's house.
Amen.
What a day we live in to serve the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I have no complaints about being put in this age. I don't wish for former days. I'm glad it's my lot to be here at this time.
Amen.
I'd like to see somebody get born again.
Yes, sir.
I get more thrill out of that than anything else.
Yes, sir.
To see somebody birthed into the family of God. But just before this happening here, Moses has received the Ten Commandments. The smoke on the mountain and the loud thundering, the voice of God declaring the commandments to live by. Now he's coming down just to talk about servanthood. And I'm interested in that. Mm-hmm. Now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 months he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master hath given him a wife, and she hath borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go free, then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or under the door post, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. I want to talk to you about being a servant. I don't meet many preachers that are God's servants. They're serving something else besides God Almighty. Their own greatness and to further themselves. But oh, how we need not only God's men, but men and women that's dedicated to be a servant of God.
Amen.
Now the Greek word here is doulos. It don't really mean anything, but it does mean bond slave. You can't call yourself a servant and have ideas for yourself about what you're going to do. If you're going to serve God Almighty, he's got to be supreme in your life.
Amen.
Both now and forever. I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Amen.
I've got a time and a place that I know where I got born again.
Yes, amen.
I didn't accept Christ. I didn't get read in or sung in. I got birthed into the family of God by his power and by his spirit. Mm-hmm. And I'm his servant. I'm not as good a servant as I need to be. But as far as I know, I have given myself to him.
Amen.
To be his man for this time.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know whether you're interested in this or not. If in our day, I don't have very many folk that are absolutely dedicated to God Almighty. If you'd rather go to a ball game as go to the house of God, you're not his servant.
Amen.
If you'd rather go to singings than to hear preaching, there's something wrong with your servanthood.
Amen.
We have a lackadaisical, just plain old lazy congregations in our church, drag in and drag out, and to satisfy their own mind and keep the preacher off their back, they'll go to the house of God once a week. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? But if you're a servant of God, the man of God don't have to visit you during the week to talk you into the notion of going to the house of God. and to read your Bible. Now, I got a book here that's written to me.
Yes, sir.
And it interests me. I want to know what my master requires out of me.
Yes, sir. Right.
Not what the preacher said, not what the congregation says, or the association says, or headquarters somewhere, but what God wants for my life.
Right.
And if you're a servant of Christ, it'll be no trouble out of you at the business meeting. I believe I got that right.
Yes, sir.
If you're a God's servant, if they want you to sing, you'll sing.
Sure.
Amen. Amen. No argument. If they want you to clean the floor, you'll do it. Now, I believe if you get born again, you'll be a lot easier to handle.
Yes, sir.
I knew of a fellow named Sam. Got born again, got saved. I'm talking about got saved. The preacher told me, he said, as Sam came in one morning, we'd had sung the second song and Sam came in. I'm in the back and sat down. He said, I knew in my heart Sam would come after somebody because he had done this and done that and just barely stay out of prison. Just one of them people that about get by with anything. And he said, I kept a wondering, and I preached the word of God the best I could, and they sang, and Sam came a crying and got born again.
Amen.
He said, I know in my heart, because of what happened afterward, that Sam found God and got birthed into the family,
right. Got
old time salvation.
Yeah.
He said, Sam got baptized, tickled to death to get baptized, coming to church all the time. And he said a little while after Sam got saved, I was in my office one morning in the study. Somebody knocked on the door. I said, come in. It is Sam. Come in front of my desk and said, Sam reporting for duty. He said, what are you talking about, Sam? He said, ever since I got saved, now it's been 2 or 3 months, and somebody's got a job. Somebody's a clerk. Somebody's a deacon. Somebody's cleaning the floor. And he said, you never have appointed me to do anything, and I want a job.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, I'm afraid, Sam, it's been 2 or 3 months since he got saved. He's like most Baptists. He may kick out any time. I said, Sam, we just had a steeple put on the church. And I heard at the conference the other day that there's awful bad about getting out of line or falling off. And he said, I'm putting you on the committee to watch the church tower. Sam said, I'll do it. He said, I forgot about it. And I came to church on Sunday morning. Sam was across the road over yonder, sighting down the corner of the house. And he said, oh, Lord, I hope nobody comes by and sees our new convert. I looked out the side and he's over yonder against the fence, a sighting that thing, and over yonder and behind, a sighting in. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
He come in the back door when they sung the first song, I think. You know what's the matter with Sam? He got born again.
Amen.
He wanted to be a servant of God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. Here, Moses talking about servants when Paul clocked in,
he
said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you'd like to hook up with God, I'd like to see about this many on Sunday morning that's absolutely sold out to God, servanthood, an absolute bought slave of God Almighty, wanting to do God's service. Everybody, like I said the other night, would try to get on the front seat. Everybody would want to sing in the choir. Everybody would be like Sam. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
but we've come to the place where we want somebody else to do and us get the glory. That's exactly right. Now I want to ask you if you got a hole in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
If they really wanted to stay, if they really wanted to stay, he pulled them to the door, put a hole in their ear and an awl in their ear and pinned them to the doorpost forever.
Yep.
As far as I know, I've got a hole in my ear, no earring in it either.
Amen.
But in the deep of my soul, I've had to come down through the years and suffer this and that because I have so many wants and desires of my own. Before I finally bowed down and said, my master knows what's best for me. My master, I love my master. He's never done me wrong. He's never lied to me. I've had people to go and come. Blame this and that. I don't like what the preacher said. He wants to control what I wear and how I look. And tell me where I ought to work and where I oughtn't to work. And you can blame it on him and quit the house of God and blame it on the deacon and go home and not go back to church. But God's never done anything to you. The Lord spoke to my heart a while back and said, I've never done anything to you. I've done it all for you. And I'm his child. I'm afraid of him. I wonder about you tonight in this age. I believe I got a right to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I've seen so many leave out and quit.
Yep.
Nobody wants to pray. Spend time on their knees when they're away from the house of God. Mm-hmm. Pray for the preacher and want to sing and help the singing. Mm-hmm. Don't want no preaching on tithing. But if you're a servant of God, if you're a true servant, you don't care what the preacher preaches.
Amen.
As long as you stay with the Bible, you don't care how rough it gets.
That's right.
You'll drop all your niceness and don't want to hurt anybody's feelings and say amen to the preacher when he's talking about living right.
Amen.
I really want to preach on heaven tonight, you know. Visitors here. I thank God for the singing.
Yes, sir.
Not many servants in the singing business now.
You're right.
They're for their self-glory.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm ashamed of that.
Yes, sir.
There's a God in heaven that saved your soul. There ought to be a bunch of you tonight get in this altar and say, God, I want to be your servant.
Amen.
Just to bow down to what you want me to do. I'm going to tell you things will be better and better and better when you really surrender to the
That's
Lord.
That's right. Amen.
When you give up and say, I don't know how to run my life or my business or my home, and I need help from heaven's world.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad God called me to preach.
Amen.
Thank God for knowing about a calling.
Yes.
And I try to run my business a long time. God called me to preach, and I said, I know what I need to do. And I found out after a few years that I don't know what I need to do.
Right.
You don't know how to have a home?
Right.
Go ahead and read your books if you want to. There'll be some help. But you don't know how.
That's right.
Every situation, every family, every mom and dad and children are different, but God will custom the ways of the Bible to your situation. I don't know how many moms and dads have come to me and said it's about over for us, preacher. It's a sad day. And families, mamas and daddies can't stay together.
Yeah.
I suspect there's somebody here tonight that you're thinking about splitting. I remember when I proposed to my wife. I asked her to marry me and I said, don't answer me. We're sitting in the car. I said, I want to tell you something before you answer me. I said, you'll always play second fiddle. I'm going to do what God wants me to do.
Yeah.
My love's to him first.
Amen.
I said, I'm going to get out and walk around a while. I want you to make up your mind. I came back and got in the car and she's crying. Yes, you said, I'm yours forever. You obey God.
Amen.
I'll tell you, it's worth $1 million.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if you're sold out to God tonight. I want you to look here again. I'd like to get into you. I know the crowd changes in a meeting like this. I'd like to affect you tonight to servanthood.
Yes, sir.
It makes no difference whether you like me or not. I want you to. But I'd like to affect you for God's sake, that you'd humble your heart in His sight and say, from now on, Lord, I'm your servant.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what, if you really do that, are y'all listening to me?
Yes.
Absolutely give yourself to Him, submit, surrender to His will for your life. Your life will never be the same.
Amen.
You can get saved and be a rebel.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be a servant and be a rebel.
That's
right. The Lord wants servants that love Him more than anything else in the world.
Yes, sir.
When friends and neighbors walk away, when people in your own family scorn you and say, I'll have no more to do with you. I've walked that walk. I've shed them tears. But I wake up in the morning with a greater determination to serve Him.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
He said, I'll never leave you. And
yes, sir.
I'll never forsake you. And I found Him so.
Amen. You're right.
In every valley. In every dark corner, in every lonely day, He's been there.
Amen.
I come in over yonder in the mountains near Burnsville, North Carolina. First time I've been in that country. Went up on the hillside in a little motel up on the hillside, 8 or 10 rooms. It's still there. I don't think they're in business anymore. I didn't know the preacher. Hadn't preached out much. Got up there and got in my room. Got down over behind the bed and said, God, I don't know what I'm doing down here. I don't know how things are going to go. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I was in the room when you came in. And I got things fixed for you. Oh, if you'll be a servant. If you'll just say, Lord, do it your way.
Amen.
I came into a motel one night. I'd preached in South Carolina all week. Nothing going on. Offering small. That doesn't make any difference now, but I want to make a point. And my wife never talk about how big the offering is or whether it's an offering or not. That's not my business, my master's business.
Amen.
But the devil will round that around your neck and try to choke you to death.
Sure.
I pulled in the Big Horn Motel. The devil said one of these nights, you out of traveling, running around, jumping up and down, hollering. And not enough gas money to get home on. I'm going to kill you out here. I went into the motel and the lady was asleep. It was along about 11 or 12 at night. I pounded. She finally woke up and came. The devil said, you ain't got a friend nowhere. Them people where you preach don't like you. You ought to just go home and quit. She came and did the paperwork and handed me the key. And I turned to go. She's a young lady. And she said, Preacher Milby, I'm going to tell you, I didn't know anybody knew me. I turned and I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I want to thank God for you. Said she was holding a meeting over the way, and my girlfriend asked me to go with her. And you preached that night, and I got under conviction, and God saved me.
Amen.
I almost gave her the key back and said, I believe I'll fly the rest of the way. If you're his servant, he'll take care of you.
Yeah,
he said, if you don't want to go, if you want to go, you can. After you've served 7 years, you want to go, you can. You can go home tonight if you want to, not come back. You don't have to go to church. God ain't got no robots. You can go down to the bar and get drunk if you want to, and God will probably never stop you. Y'all believe that?
Yes, sir.
God may never stop you, but there's going to be a day when God's going to act and you ain't going to stop him either.
That's right.
Exactly.
Amen. You can turn and get mad at the church and say they didn't do me right and go home and cuss the preacher and talk about it down at the store. But there's coming a day when you'll answer to God.
That's right.
Amen. He, you're going to say, if you want to stay, if you really want to stay and be a servant of God, first of all, you'll have to say, I don't want to go.
Amen.
I don't want to go. I'm going to tell you all tonight, this road of preaching the word of God's not all fancy and flowers. I go to my motel rooms many nights and lay down and cry and say, Lord, it's a failure. I've not done any good at all for anybody all these years. But I'll tell you, if he'll come and fluff up my pillow.
Yes, sir.
He said he would.
Yes, sir.
I'd rather have that than all the praise of all the country.
Amen.
I don't want to go anywhere. God saved me one morning early. The sun come up, the sun came down. Did a work in my heart. Thank God that's forever.
Yes.
Are you hearing me? I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I know God's going to be there. Amen. My master, my master.
Yes.
And you got to say, I love my master. If you won't stay now, you're going to have to say, I love my master.
Yes.
And if you love him, I mean, if you really love him. Did you know I can stay with you just a little while and tell whether you love him or not?
Sure.
I don't have to watch you and put the FBI on your track and have them to give me a report on you. I don't have to be with you long until you'll talk about him if you love him.
That's right.
You go to the restaurant to eat and you'll be ashamed if you don't pray.
Yeah.
Give a guilty conscience.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me, young
yes,
people?
Sir.
If you're a Christian, if you've been saved, you're running around with the boys, you know, and go out yonder after school or ball game and stop and eat. Shame on you if you're ashamed of your master and won't
yes,
bow your
sir.
Head
Amen.
And say thank you, Lord, for the food.
Amen.
You gotta say, I love my master.
Amen.
Is he dear to you?
Yes.
Amen. Do you tell him, do you ever tell him you love him?
Yes.
Amen. I pray about every night. Well, just every night, really. Sometime between 2 and 5 in there, I'll pray and read. I'll tell him I love him. I want to. You see, he knows whether you do or not. And I don't want to be no hypocrite. He knows whether you love him or not. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my word.
Yes, that's right.
He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Amen.
I can tell whether you do or not. Won't be no trouble to get you to the house of God.
Right.
Amen. When they want somebody to help them do something at the Lord's house, you'll about quit your job to get to help them. Oh, that's right.
That
you love your master.
Amen.
Amen. Had a lady in my church, her name was Goldie, and that's what she was. Every Sunday mornings, they'd bring her to church. Barely able to get up that step in the door, but when she got in, she'd say, "Woo! Thank you, Lord, for letting me come to church again." Amen.
Amen.
I went to baptize her. She came out of another denomination. And I said, I'm going to have to baptize you, Miss Golden. She said, I don't reckon I want to add. I reckon my baptism is good enough. And I said, that's all right, Miss Golden. You just keep her coming if you don't want to join. Yeah. It wasn't very long until she said, preacher, I want you to baptize me. I said, I will. We took her down to the river. We baptized in the running water. Took her down to the river. I don't know. I had eight or 10 or 15 to baptize. And there's another little church pulled in. I think it's a Methodist church. It didn't make any difference. Pulled in behind us. And they had somebody that's going to baptize. And they didn't know nothing about the old time way. I got out there and Miss Golden, I baptized her, and she shouted in that sound of echo down that river, and I said, glory to God. We sung, come out on the bank, and they pulled in. They baptized one of them, and they hollered and said, that water is cold. But I want to tell you, she wasn't shouting because the water's cold.
That's right. Amen.
She was shouting because she's in the will of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Everybody look here at me. Are you in the will of God tonight?
Amen.
Have you got a hole in your ear? Have you decided you want to stay so strong that you can be pinned to the doorpost of God?
Amen.
And say, I'm here forever.
That's right.
Yes. You get all the chips off your shoulder. Grit your teeth and say, y'all can leave if you want to. I ain't a leaving.
Amen.
I'll stay with the man of God that preaches this book.
Yes,
whether it suits my wife or my children or all of my kin folks, I'm going to stay with God because I love my master.
Amen.
I don't want to go. I don't want to leave. If something happened, I couldn't go to my church anymore. Where I live, not hardly anything. Brother Larry's 2.5 hours from me. I don't know where I'd go to church. There's 2 or 3 possibilities within 50 miles where I could go. I don't know where I'd go, but I'd go somewhere. If I have to drive 200 miles on Sunday morning to go to the house of God, if he's my master and I'm his servant, I'll go worship him.
That's right.
You can't talk about inconvenience. Distance to the church don't mean anything. That's no excuse. I know there's some old people that can't make it, but it don't make no difference. I've traveled 300 miles a lot of times for one service. You know why? Because I wanted to go. Because I love my master. And I don't want to go. I'm not going to leave. I'm caught up in this thing to the very deep of my soul.
Amen.
God Almighty is one of these days not going to say, well, you had an excuse. The preacher talked bad to you. 2 or 3 preachers talked about you and against you, and I don't blame you for leaving. No, sir, there'll be no excuse.
That's right.
Go to God's house, whether they like it or not, and sing. I'll tell you what. If you can sing, you ought to sing. I reckon the only bird that don't have a song is a buzzard. I believe you ought to sing. If you love the master, you're out by yourself, you ought to sing the old songs of Zion.
Amen.
Did you know it talked about if you're depressed, sing song.
Right. Amen.
Sing if you feel depressed. Don't run to the doctor and get a pill. Sing.
Amen.
Tell God you love him.
Amen.
Have a praying, hollering fit for God.
Amen.
I love my master.
Yes, sir.
And then they had to say, I love my wife.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Now, you all listen to me. You're getting quiet on me now.
Go ahead and pray.
So many things. Now, I'm an old timer. I'm 78 years old, brought up in the mountains. I was always taught, and the Bible's taught me, the woman's supposed to be at home with her children.
Right.
No, you're looking at me that way. It's not going to change me a bit. I know there's situations. I know there's some things here and there. But, sir, if you got any God gumption about you, you ought to make the living for the family.
Amen.
You ought to run, and you ought to love your wife.
Amen.
Me and my wife go shopping together in the groceries, holding hands, deciding whether to get posted toasties or Cheerios. You say, you're silly. You go on to the courthouse and get a divorce if you want to.
That's right.
But I love my wife.
Amen.
That's why I'm married. She's not my slave.
Nope.
But I'm her head. That's what the Bible says. Thank God she didn't come out of the bottom of your foot. She come out of your side.
Right. Amen.
And that's where she's supposed to walk.
Right.
Thank God.
Amen.
You ought to honor her.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Now, if you're serving a God, you'll bow down to a whole lot of things the world won't have anything to do with.
Right.
Don't pay attention to Barack Hussein Obama nor none of his senators nor the House of Representatives. When they go against the word of God,
right,
you'll say, I'm going to do what God wants me to do.
That's right.
Are you hearing me? I've said it again. There won't be no Democrats and Republicans in heaven.
Right.
Well, oh, be serpents of the Most High God.
Yes.
Ain't that right?
That is right.
And they had to say, I love my children.
Yes, sir.
Do you love your children?
Amen.
If you love me, whip them.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Now you listen to this old preacher. I've got three children. I whipped them when they was young, made them behave themselves. Whip them and hug them and whip them and hug them. They haven't always done right. But my responsibility is, if they're in my house, they do like the Lord would want them to.
That's right.
Raise them in the fear and the nurture and the admonition of the Lord.
Amen.
Take them to the house of God. Make them be still.
Yes.
That's right, ain't it?
That is right.
I believe it is.
Yes, sir.
I was carrying on meeting in church. I think it is my first or second, may have been my second revival. Well, we had a meeting. My little boy's a little fella. He throwed a fit. My wife said, be quiet, buddy. Be quiet. Be quiet. She took him outside and spanked him a little bit and said, you're going to be quiet? And he said, no. She thought he had his yeses and noes mixed up. She said, you better be quiet, and took him back in the same old thing again. She took him back out and swatted him a couple of times and said, you're going to be quiet? And he said, no. Come back in the same thing. She carried a little old belt in her. A switch it was, about that long. She took him out that time, used that switch on him, and he began to say, yes, Mama. Yes, Mama. Yes, Mama. And I'm going to tell you something. The Lord said for you to use the rod.
That's right. That's what he said.
And it'll work better than anything.
That's right.
You say, is this your night to tell us how to raise your kids? I guess it's good and nice any.
Amen.
Good. I love my children.
Amen.
I do. They'd cry when I left for a meeting and ride their bicycles way up the road when they knew I was coming home. Some of them so little, you know, they didn't know. They were just big enough to pedal a bicycle and they'd give me gifts when they'd come in. Some of them just pick up pretty rocks. Love my children.
Amen.
Whether they like you or not, I'm going to tell you, you ought to be straight with them. When they go wrong, you ought to tell them they're wrong.
Right.
And ought to hug them and love on them.
Yes,
and say you're doing everything and doing all right, and I excuse your sin.
No,
I won't excuse none of them sin.
That's right.
Are you hearing me?
Yes,
tonight?
Sir.
Now I'm wondering about you. You know what a servant had to do? Them old Hebrew servants, they couldn't wear shoes. They went to town. Everybody said, there's a servant right there. When you go to town, can everybody tell you're a servant of the Lord? Are you dressed like a Hollywood harlot? Are you dressed like a Christian?
Amen.
Now I'm preaching out of the same Bible I preached not a while ago.
Right.
Can they look at you and tell there's something different about you? Is your bearing when you're in public, the language you use? Is there some things you cannot say? You say, every preacher, everybody says them little old things. No, they don't.
No, you're right. Amen.
If you love your master, you'll keep your mouth clean.
Amen.
I've had to leave preachers and tell them I didn't want to ride with them because my ears is not a garbage can.
Right.
When I got saved, I dropped that stuff.
Amen.
Listen to me now. If you love your master, you'll have heavenly language about you.
Amen.
Couldn't wear no shoes. They couldn't vote. They're servants. They couldn't vote. Did you know all of us vote for what kind of lifestyle we want? But you shouldn't have no vote in the matter.
That's right. Amen.
Your master set up in the rule book here how you ought to live and what you ought to do.
Yes, sir.
You don't have no vote on it. If he wants you to go to California, you ought to go.
Right.
If it's really him.
Right.
You don't have to vote on it. Had a vote on it, whether you go to this church or that church, you better get the mind of God on it and quit voting on it yourself.
Amen.
And say, I like the singing up there so good, I believe I want to go. You ought to never go to any church just for the singing.
That's right.
You ought to go because God wants you to, and because the man of God ain't afraid of nobody.
Amen.
He'll preach the word of God to you and your children, a gospel that'll get them under conviction. No voting. No making up your own mind to go where you want to and how you want to.
Go ahead.
And they couldn't own anything. Own no land. My old house where me and my wife live, we started out as pretty pitiful. I was raised in a house. Most people wouldn't keep their dogs in now. And I'm glad of that because I can appreciate what they love God.
Yes. Amen.
We lived in an old house. We moved 3 years ago from there. So glad to have it. We moved in there and had a neighbor there. She had played cards of a night. She came down over the door and knocked on our door. I heard y'all moved in here. Heard you as a preacher. That's right. But I just want you to know I don't have no confidence in any preachers of any kind. Say it's all right. That's all right, man. I guess it's good for you to tell me. I'll know how you feel about it.
Yeah.
She came to over and knocked on the door, and my wife answered this months later. And said, in y'all's barn down there, there's a calf choked or a hog or something carrying on. And my wife said, that's my husband. I'm praying you'll have to get used to it.
Amen.
But one day she came in the back door and never did knock. And said, preacher, I want you to pray one of them old barn prayers for my boy.
Amen. That's right.
It'll pay to love your master.
Amen.
Not on anything. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to North Carolina down yonder by Lenore, and they got furniture stores down there. They've been wanting a new cast for a long time, and God said it's all right for us to buy one. She said, honey, we can't. 40 calves, and I said, I know it, but God said for me to go down there and pick out one. Went down there and went to one of them furniture stores, and we just walked around. My wife actually got tickets. She said, I don't know why we're looking into all this stuff. I said, well, the Lord said, you just look at them. That fella come out, I'd never seen him before. Said, y'all interested in that couch? I said, yeah, we're interested in it. But we'd have to talk a long time. I said, what's the best you can do on that? And he said, well, let me go in the office and see here. They went in the office and came back and said, are you a preacher or something? I said, yes, I'm a preacher. He said, I went in there and sat out at my desk, and there's a voice spoke to me and said, give that man that cow.
Hey, man.
I got home, and they brought the couch. They brought the couch in. They couldn't get it in the door in the living room. He said, it don't sound like God to me. What difference? I called my deacon and said, deacon, you still got that skill chainsaw? He said, yes, sir. Come down. You want you to make me a door. Amen. Amen. Oh, it's that good. And I didn't own any of that. Not a bit of it. It's all his.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
He can take it when he wants to.
Yes, sir.
Every bit of it. I wonder how it is between you and God tonight. I'm talking to you now. Look a bit at me. You his servant or your own?
Right.
You own yourself. Your girlfriend on you. Your job on you. Your pills on you. You're a slave to a needle. God, if you're a punified heart, you ought to sell out.
That's right.
And scrooge up to God and say, I'm yours forever.
Amen.
I'm a changing things tonight.
Yes, sir.
And a holding back and making my own plans and say, I ain't going to do this. And grit your teeth, ma'am, and say, I can't do that, ain't going to do that. I'm going to dress like I want to and do what I want to. You'll never be God's servant and be pleasing till you become his servant.
That's right.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give an invitation. I don't know what to tell you, how to make the invitation. But you know tonight, if while I was preaching, he's talking to you. I'd come get in this altar and say, Lord, I surrender to my master.
Amen.
Whatever God you want, you better think about it a while before you say it.
Yep.
If I don't obey you, Lord, put the whip on me. I want to be your servant.
Amen.
Nothing else, nobody else, yours only, sir.
Right. Right.
Amen.
You may have to fight your own household, become his servant.
Right.
You may lose friends, you will, so-called friends,
right,
if you become his servant.
Right.
I'm glad I'm in tonight. It's a special day for me when I absolutely surrender to him.
Amen.
A special day for me when I took my hand off the reins.
Yes, sir.
And said I don't have to worry anymore.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to tell you all something. My wife said to me not to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. I don't worry about anything. She said, first of all, they won't believe you. And they don't like anybody that don't have worries like I do. My wife worries when she ain't got nothing to worry.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you, if you can ever give yourself to God, it'll be the happiest day in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody stand, please.